This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure we're all familiar with the four ingredients concept by now. Almost every home has one of the four ingredients cookbooks on the shelf. Well, Kim McCosker and Rachel Birmingham have six young boys between them, so it's not surprising that they have finally written the kids' version of four ingredients. Kim McCosker is on the line to have a chat about it. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's a good yes. It was very much at the insistence of our elder boys that we write it. They're like, when are you going to write a cookbook for kids, Mum?
So is it a book cookbook for kids to use to cook with, or is it a cookbook of food that kids will want to eat?
A little bit of both. Doesn't matter what you cook, you want your kids to eat it. That's the ultimate aim of every parent, isn't it? Oh, gosh, yeah. When you go to the effort. But it's also to engage, you know, to delight and engage. And, you know, the recipes in true four ingredients fashion are still only four or fewer ingredients and explained in on average only 3 to 4 sentences.
Great.
So the whole point, we increased the font of each of the recipes in this book too. And the whole point is that your child can be in the kitchen with you because they still need supervision, Katrina. You still got to turn on an oven. You still got to turn on a hot plate. You still got to use a knife to cut and chop things. But it's to engage them so that it's easy to read and they're learning with you and, you know, they can their little concentration spans can carry four ingredients in a couple of sentences, more
exactly.
So than if it was a few pages.
Do you cook with your kids?
Every single day. Because that's where I am often when I'm home, hun. I'm in my kitchen. I'm always trialing new recipes. I'm cooking for our YouTube channel. I'm cooking for, you know, something else. We've got a photo shoot that we need to cook. You know, it's my whole life now. It's so funny, Katrina. We wrote a cookbook to get out of the kitchen, and I've never cooked more in my entire life as a coach. But having said that, like, because my background's very varied, I did a degree in international finance at uni. So, you know, having said that, even though it wasn't my background, I've become very, very passionate in the last 4 years about sharing with people how you can make great, easy, delicious food in the kitchen. And now with four ingredients kids, passing that on to your kids too.
Yeah, do kids generally enjoy cooking, do you think? And what are some of the advantages of getting kids cooking from a young age?
And it's amazing. Like my 3-year-old, he turned 3 in June, Flynn, and, you know, he'll perch up with me this morning when we're making crepes. I will make crepes for my kids probably 4 mornings a week because they absolutely love them. Mm. And, you know, I'll go, okay, Sweeney, get the what goes in this? And he'll say, egg, flour, milk and butter.
I reckon they eat better when they've cooked it themselves and they know what goes into it. I think they kind of engage with their whole process a lot more.
Well, and kids generally just want to hang out with mum and dad. And they want to be with you. They want company. They want your time and your attention. They want to be heard sometimes too often. But, you know, so, yeah, because I'm in the kitchen a lot, they just naturally gravitate there as well. And I just think it's a really nice, cooking is a life skill. And if we can encourage our kids to understand the benefits of, you know, home cooking and health, generally when you can cook something successfully with only 3 or 4 ingredients, it will also cost them less
in
the long run. You know, if you can whip up a beautiful cupcake with 4 ingredients, it's generally going to cost you less than should it require 7, 8 or 9.
Yeah, and well, you mentioned your 3-year-old son. Obviously, I like cooking crepes. What else would you say they enjoy cooking?
There's this one in the book called, because their favourite crisps or chippies are the cheese and bacon balls. So when we were, and this is the thing about the kids' book, we took a long time to name the recipes. We wanted the names of the recipes to resonate with the kids. So rather than apricot balls, we've got dinosaur eggs because, well, they look like dinosaur eggs, to be honest.
They love
Yeah, and that's it, you know, especially for little boys. And, you know, rather than, you know, spinach and cheese pie, we've got Popeye's pie because Popeye eats lots of spinach to get those big muscles. And, you know, so we took a lot of time on the names to engage and entice the kids. And one of the ones that the crisps that my kids like are the little round orange cheese and bacon balls. So what I did with my rissoles, rather than calling them rissoles or meatballs, you get your mince, you add your barbecue sauce, you chopped up and bacon and cheese, and you mix it all together, and that is the nicest. That's one of my kids' favourites.
Mm.
That and the spaghetti cupcakes. They are so yummy. I mean, they're really only 3 ingredients, so it's even easier.
A spaghetti cupcake. That sounds interesting.
I know, but you know how kids, I remember writing for our fourth book and I did a whole section on homemade pasta and I just felt like Mother Earth conquering the art of making my own spaghetti. Mm. And I went to this, you know, and I fulfilled this laborious task and then my five-year-old at the time turns to me and says, oh, I don't want that spaghetti, I want that one. And it was a tin of home spaghetti on the shelf. So it doesn't matter what you make. Kids just like the taste of that in a tin spaghetti. So this one uses the old classic, a tin of spaghetti, mix it with four beaten eggs and a cup of cheese, and you mix it all together and you pour it evenly across muffin cups, you know, a large muffin tray. Mm-hmm. There's 12 cups in it. Pour it evenly across that, sprinkle a little bit more cheese on top, and then you bake it 180 degrees for about 20 minutes. And this, I've yet to meet a child that hasn't enjoyed that recipe.
Okay. And have you tried to keep it all pretty healthy? Because obviously a lot of parents, we want our kids to learn, you know, good healthy eating habits.
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, like, for example, that recipe, I mean, I am the queen of veggie smuggling, so that recipe I might, if I had some zucchini or some spring onion or some capsicum, I'd chop and dice and cut it into that. Or if I didn't, what I would do is I would get my zucchini, because kids as well, like, zucchini is a really good vegetable because it doesn't have a strong offensive flavour. Mm. And a little bit of oil and some parmesan cheese, and you bake them and you make zucchini sticks. And then your carrots, you peel them, and it's in the names, you know, if you can engage in the names. So our carrots, we haven't just done, you know, boiled carrots. What we've done is peeled the carrots, sliced them into round, and we called them, and we've done them with a little bit of, you know, boiled them, drained them, a little bit of butter and honey, and we called them caramel carrot coins.
Mm. This is starting to sound like Charlie and Lola, because they don't have peas, they have green drops from Greenland, and they don't have carrots, they have orange twiglets from
exactly.
Jupiter. And yeah.
I know, but it's what they like, isn't it? It's what, yeah. Caramel carrot coins, I love them, but if I served up carrots, they go, oh, I don't really like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where's the logic? Sometimes with kids there isn't any. That's the point.
All right. So what's a recipe you'd like to share with us today?
Probably the one we were just chatting in the office. What are you cooking for dinner? As you know, because the question come up on Facebook, as it does nearly every second day. Give me some inspiration for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And I said to the girls, I've got some leftover wonton wrappers, so I'm going to do the cheesy ravioli. Mm. And they were going, yum, how do you do that? And I said, well, you just mix two cheeses, which is ricotta and parmesan. And then you get your wonton wrapper and you just put put a little bit of cheese filling in that, seal it, wrap it over, and then you just a little bit of water to seal the edges. And then you just, you know, pop it in some salted boiling water until it floats for a few minutes. And then you take it out, drain it with your big spoon, and then you just serve it up with a bit of your child's favorite pasta sauce. And they are just the nicest pasta, ravioli.
Oh, great. Fantastic. All right. Thanks, Kim.
No worries. Thanks so much for having us and happy cooking, everybody.
Yeah, that's Kim McCosker. She's one half of the Four Ingredients team and their new book is called Four Ingredients Kids.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.